Have you ever wondered why only 5% of Americans achieve true financial success? After studying wealthy individuals for 5 years, Thomas C. Corley discovered something remarkable. Wealth isn't about luck or education, it's about daily habits. The difference between financial success and struggle comes down to what you do consistently, day after day. When a struggling business client's unusual Wednesday routine sparked Corley's curiosity, he began systematically interviewing both wealthy and poor individuals. The patterns he uncovered were striking. The wealthy weren't just doing different things, they were living fundamentally different lives through small, consistent actions that compound over time. What makes these findings so powerful is their accessibility. Anyone can adopt these habits, regardless of background, education, or current financial situation. These aren't complex strategies requiring special talents, but simple daily practices that, when followed consistently, create extraordinary results. Most people misunderstand luck, viewing success as random fortune. The wealthy recognize four types: random good luck and random bad luck, both uncontrollable, opportunity luck, created through good habits, and detrimental luck from bad habits. The secret is creating opportunity luck through consistent practices that position you to notice and seize favorable circumstances. This builds a magnetic field attracting possibilities. For example, nurturing relationships without immediate expectations creates connections yielding unexpected opportunities. One wealthy individual in Corley's study maintained contact with over 350 people and was invariably first called when business opportunities arose. Wealth creation requires replacing bad habits with good ones. The transformation follows a specific formula. Commit to practicing positive habits for 30 consecutive days, the time needed for neural pathways to strengthen enough that new behaviors become automatic. Maintain at least an 80% success rate and review habits 3 times daily for accountability. Phoenix, a struggling insurance salesman from Corley's research, transformed his productivity by replacing late-night television with early bedtimes and implementing daily to-do lists. Within 30 days, he rose from the bottom of his sales team to third place. Successful people organize their lives around specific objectives rather than drifting aimlessly. Their goal-setting approach spans 4 time frames, creating a comprehensive success architecture. Daily goals appear as detailed to-do lists created the night before, firm commitments with clear completion criteria. Wealthy individuals complete at least 70% of these tasks, maintaining momentum through consistent achievement. Monthly goals serve as stepping stones toward larger objectives, with specific action steps and deadlines. Yearly goals provide medium-term direction, typically focusing on significant professional or financial targets, while long-term aspirations represent your ultimate vision. This approach's effectiveness lies in its hierarchical structure. Each daily task connects to monthly goals, which advance yearly objectives, which ultimately serve long-term aspirations. This creates purpose behind even mundane activities. Filing paperwork becomes a step toward financial independence. Many enhance this process through visualization techniques. Herb, a car dealer from Corley's study, placed pictures of thriving dealerships throughout his office as constant reminders during challenges. The most profound impact is developing agency. When you consciously direct your life toward specific outcomes rather than reacting to circumstances, you experience greater control and satisfaction. The most significant difference between financially successful and unsuccessful people is their relationship with learning. Wealthy individuals view themselves as perpetual students, dedicating daily time to expanding their knowledge and skills. They read voraciously but selectively, focusing on material that enhances their expertise, industry publications, biographies of successful figures, and books on personal development or finance. Most spend 30 to 60 minutes daily on this focused learning. They pursue education strategically through certifications, specialized training, and knowledge that provides competitive advantages. Rather than viewing education as ending with a degree, they identify specific knowledge gaps and address them through multiple channels: podcasts, during commutes, seminars, mastermind groups, and mentorship. The compound effect is remarkable. Reading just 30 minutes daily equals 182 hours annually, equivalent to 4 college courses. This creates an immense knowledge advantage over competitors who rely solely on their initial education. Dee, a secretary from Corley's Research, transformed her career through this habit. Despite lacking formal education beyond high school, she studied operational management during lunch breaks. Within 3 years, she developed expertise that positioned her for promotion when her supervisor advanced. Her knowledge advantage ultimately led to part ownership in the company, demonstrating how intellectual capital often yields greater returns than financial capital. Physical vitality underpins financial success. Wealthy individuals manage their health with the same discipline they apply to business, recognizing that energy, focus, and longevity provide competitive advantages. They establish sustainable daily routines rather than temporary programs, including personalized nutrition and non-negotiable exercise, typically 20-30 minutes of aerobic activity at least 4 days weekly, preferably in the morning. They track health metrics and prioritize 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep, knowing sleep deprivation impairs decision-making. The financial benefits extend beyond improved work performance, with preventable lifestyle diseases accounting for roughly 75% of healthcare spending. Good health avoids both medical costs and productivity losses. Phoenix exemplifies this principle, replacing late-night television and cigarettes with morning walks and nutritious meals. He lost 30 pounds in 6 months. His increased energy allowed more daily sales calls, directly boosting his income and client confidence. The wealthy methodically manage relationships like financial investments, while most people handle networks haphazardly. They maintain detailed contact systems, tracking personal information, birthdays, family names, interests, enabling meaningful personalization. They practice proactive communication through regular check-ins, even during inactive periods. They celebrate other successes enthusiastically and provide value before requesting favors. By consistently offering assistance without immediate expectation of return, they build relationship equity they can draw upon when needed. When Herb faced bankruptcy, this approach saved him. After implementing this habit, he reconnected with a formerly alienated boss, humbly requesting guidance. This reconciled relationship provided critical business advice and banking connections that refinanced his failing dealership. Relationships represent compound interest. Small, consistent investments yield exponential returns. A single strong connection can provide access to hundreds of secondary connections, explaining why successful people always know someone who can help. This approach isn't manipulative, but founded on authentic interest in others' well-being, providing emotional support, diverse perspectives, and meaningful connection beyond financial benefits. The path to financial success isn't mysterious, it's methodical. The wealthy simply make different daily choices that compound over time, creating an upward spiral of achievement. What makes these habits powerful is their accessibility. You don't need special talents, advanced degrees, or family connections, just commitment to consistent practice. The transformation begins with changing one habit today. Remember that wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a purposeful, balanced, and fulfilling life. These habits build financial resources alongside the character, knowledge, and relationships that make those resources meaningful. The question isn't whether these habits work. Decades of research prove they do. The question is, will you begin practicing them today? Your future self is determined by the habits you choose right now.